Hello, my name is Elizabeth Harper-Clark. I study the way that massive stars blow apart nebulae and the way that stars form in clusters. A nebula is a large cloud of gas and dust that's illuminated by the stars within it. You can see lots of the Hubble pictures and you can see the way they're sculpted by the stars. That's really how my interest starts. So our solar system formed within one of these giant nebulae, these bright glowing clouds of gas and dust. And within that you get slightly denser regions which collapse under their own gravity. And in these regions you'll form many, many stars that are all very close together. So our sun will have been surrounded by stars, some much, much bigger than the sun, some much smaller. But all of these stars form together. But then as they get older, they actually push away the gas and the dust. And in this process of pushing away, the stars also drift apart. So although nowadays we look like we're fairly far away from other stars, when the sun and the solar system itself was born, we would have been surrounded by a spectacular array of stars. So my research specifically looks into how these really, really massive stars, these stars that are maybe even 100 times bigger than the sun, those stars give off so much more energy, and that energy gets absorbed by the gas and dust that surrounds it. So it's a very, very complicated system. So one of the big influences these massive stars that formed close to the sun will have had is we have a lot of radioactive materials within our solar system. So it's quite possible that some of that material actually came from one of these very, very massive stars, and they live much, much quicker. So they die at a younger age. So when they exploded, they will have enriched our solar system with material that you can only get out of a supernova. So one of the biggest mysteries in our galaxy is we're still not really sure why stars form, why they form in the groups that they do. And in order to have a habitable planet, we definitely need all of the elements that you can only get out of stars. So it takes these massive stars blowing up to distribute these elements throughout the local region. And then when you form something like our solar system within that, there's enough carbon, oxygen, the basic elements, but then even the exotic ones, like uranium and plutonium, you need those kind of materials to actually form planets that other life forms could live on. I find it fascinating that every single tiny part of me was once inside a star. Everything we touch, everything we feel, everything on Earth came from a star, or it's possibly even been in several stars now, because we're sort of a third generation type solar system. And it's just fantastic. It makes you realize just how big the universe is and how important understanding science is, because without understanding where those elements come from, how can we possibly understand what life is and how it came to be?